This is Tobias Baun.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hello, it's Tobias Baun with you until midday today. And I've often wondered what it takes to be able to write a Christmas single. Something with the longevity, the power and the appeal. Some of the classics such as Wham's Last Christmas, Slade's Merry Christmas Everybody, or maybe even Wizard's I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. Well, my first guest this morning has added his song to that great list. David Lawrence, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Great, thanks. Happy to be here.
Are you feeling very festive?
I am now. Finished work yesterday.
Excellent. So, yeah, the Christmas has well and truly kicked in for you. And you've also brought a number of children with you. Do you want to just introduce the very many talented people you've come into the studio with today?
Yep. So we've got my children, Anna and Finn, and also Guy and Amy, who are all members of the Cowper Choir, or what we're calling the Cowper Choir for this song.
Okay, so shall we try good morning after three? One, two, three. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you're so very polite. Yes, very good. So you mentioned, of course, the Cowper Choir to start with. So this is the group of musicians who've backed you on this song, is it, David?
Yeah, we've got a group of children singing at the end of the song, and it's actually six children altogether, but
we've got four of the six here, haven't we?
We've got four of the six
here.
That's
not bad.
But we've layered it together to make it sound like quite a few more.
Right, oh, so it's the sort of thing where you layer it together so it sounds like a sort of 300 group voice choir. I wondered how you did that. Yeah, I heard that, and that's a very impressive thing to do, I think. Tell us, David, is this, this is your day job, or this isn't your day job? This is an extra thing for you?
No, this is an extra thing for me.
So you mentioned finishing work yesterday. How much time does the music take up for you normally?
I normally don't get much time for it. I'm just trying to squeeze in a little bit more, and this year it's the first time in ages I've actually gone in and recorded stuff. So
I've
been writing all along, which doesn't take up so much time, but to actually record something fully takes ages.
So
I took a week off
earlier
in the year to do it. So I've got this song done and a few more that I'll stick on an album next year.
Amazing. So whereabouts did you record it?
At Half Ton Studios in Milton, which is great. Although we did some overdubs at the end, so the kids' singing was actually done at a studio in the back garden of our friend Dave Young's house.
Excellent. Well, let's turn to some of those singers then. Guy and Finn, you sing on the song. What was it like being at Half Ton Recording Studio to actually record it?
Dave Young's recording studio. He moved.
It was good.
What was good about it?
The way it was set up and you could hear everything.
So did you feel like an absolute pro singer? Stood there.
Yeah.
I can imagine you did. I mean, I've seen some photographs here on the back of the CD, and certainly, yeah, you look very professional with the headphones and the microphones. And what was the pop shield there for? What was that doing? Can you remember that bit? A little plastic piece in front of the microphone. Technical question.
we probably didn't explain. That's there to stop if there's sort of spitting noises and things. It stops the microphone picking up, that kind of thing.
Let's ask the girls here, Amy and Anna. Girls, I can't quite see you behind this large screen, but I'll give you a wave. What was it like for you to sing on the song?
Good. It was quite fun.
What was the best thing about it? Is it to say that you're now on an actual song that people can buy and people can get hold of? I mean, I'm holding it here in my hand. This is a lovely piece of packaging as well that you've put together. Tell us about this cover image. It's a lovely snowy scene you've got going on there.
Yeah, I think in my head it depicted what the song's about, or the most literal meaning of the song has kind of got somebody walking their way through the snow and but seeing that it's a beautiful day. So I guess that's the imagery. So we did a CD, but it's nice to have a physical thing, but obviously it's online as well on iTunes and Spotify and
all
that stuff now.
That's right.
So nice to make a CD.
You say it was maybe about a person walking around on this beautiful day. Was there an inspiration behind it, and do you get inspiration for your music from other places, or does it just pop into your head?
I don't know. It just popped into my head, to be honest. But I think, you know, although it talks about somebody walking through the snow and whether it's a freezing cold day or a beautiful day, it's more just about the spirit of Christmas, about hope and salvation and love and what keeps you going through cold times or happy times or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, so Guy and Finn, tell us, do many people know that you're actually on this song, that you recorded it? Or is it a bit of a secret?
Not really.
Not too many people, I don't think.
So there might be some surprised people to hear your voices on the radio today and to hear your voices on the song, which we're going to play in a minute, of course.
Yeah.
I imagine. Excellent. So what would you say was the best thing for you? Is this something you can imagine doing again in the future? I mean, are you going to be trying to twist your dad's arm to sing on every song that comes out in the future now?
Well, if... Yeah. Well, if there's a song with the choir and then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then who knows? Then you might just get the nod and be in for some gainful employment once again.
Well, see, they've now got their own page as well on iTunes and Spotify and so
ooh.
On.
You know, they look very excited artist. About
so
that.
So we put it in as David. So if you search for it, it's David Lawrence and the Cowper Choir. But actually, if you just search for the Cowper Choir, they've got their own artist page now.
We could see
one song on, but yeah, maybe there'll be more.
Yeah, well, every great group has got to start somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, and are there plans afoot then for more music? You say to be released in the future.
Yeah, not necessarily with these guys in the near future, but there's a few others that are nearly finished that'll come out next year. So I'll probably put it together, call it an album when there's enough of them.
And do you perform anywhere locally as well?
Yes, I often play at CB2 at the top of Norfolk Street, which is a nice little venue on Saturday nights, or I think it's once a month they have acoustic nights there.
Yeah, so we can catch you there in the future.
Yep,
so
that's
is
all on Facebook.
Anything else you would like to say by way of introduction to your wonderful song? Should we let the children introduce it? Go for it. What about All Together? Why don't you say, now it's time to play David Lawrence, This Beautiful Day. You ready? After three. One, two, three.
Now it's time to play David Lawrence with This Beautiful Day.
Thank you very much, all of you, for coming in, and a very Merry Christmas to you.
And you, thanks.
Thank you, bye-bye.
The air is cold and clear. I can see my breath in front of me, but I'm warm inside because of you. I'm down and out, but you're there to pick me up. Keep it up, it's the thought of you keeps me going along, and the snow melts away. It's the thought of you that makes this a beautiful day. It's a lonely time of year. If you've no one there to share it with, but I'm not alone because of you. You shine a light that leads me to your door. Keep it up. The thought of you keeps me going along. The snow melts away. It's the thought of you that makes this a beautiful day. And you throw me a rope, lend me a hand, give me hope at the end of the line.
David Lawrence featuring the Cowper Choir. You heard there the soloist Guy. We just heard him in the studio chatting to us. There he was. Beautiful ending to that fantastic song. It's called This Beautiful Day. You can find out more, of course, online on Facebook. Search for David Lawrence Songwriter. And my thanks to all of you for coming in to chat to us this morning.